I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A Turk in the far circle. Zucker, now you got your 2-on-1 on this side. Thompson takes a pass, walks in, nothing there. Brings it back to Zucker. Across, scores! What a passing play! And J.J. Paterka with the dart to finish it, and we are tied at one!
One of the first moments of the game. For the moments in your life, go forth to Firth Jewelers. Moments of the game brought to you by Firth Jewelers. Sabres fall to Utah 5-2.
I was with Josh last week when Joey Bosa becomes an option. And I mean, his excitement of like, he like shows me the text. He's like, what do I do? Like, I got his number. I'm like, man, go call him. Go talk to him, you know? And he just like came back and he's just, you know him. I mean, he's just glowing because he's like, I went over there and I think we're going to do it. I think we're going to get him.
Yeah.
It's just so cool to see. Not only did you just get paid, not only are you a part of a program where you've won the MVP, you're having all success, but how much it means to you to have a pride in a place you play. And I think that's obviously the goal you want. Not just in keeping the guys, but they develop this pride of what you guys have in your building and continue to want to build on that culture themselves, not just you guys having to do it, but they want to be a part of that.
That's Andrew Whitworth talking to Brandon Bean, telling a story there. I love Whitworth. I think he's great. Great on Amazon, podcast he does with Fitz.
He's really got the hoodie and jacket look going, too.
He does. He also... He tells the story of the first time he met Sean McVay. One of the stories there is because his career, where was he before? Cincinnati,
I know.
And
he's older than McVay, I think, when he gets to the Rams.
Right. Yeah. I think the story is some version of he joins the Rams when he's 36. And he's told about this McVay guy. He goes in, meets him in 5 minutes, and he's like, I'm on board. I like this guy. Like the way that McVay is able to command a room and let you, like, whatever. I don't know if it was like make you feel like he knew you for 10 years or whatever. He just loved the vibe right away.
Yeah.
And was sold on this super young coach. Like, I'm in. I'll play for him right now.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Andrew Whitworth. A couple things NFL wise. Excuse me. You can give us a call on the Sabres, lost last night if you want, on the tournament. We're getting contract details on a couple of different deals. Bosa is one of them. Can we start with DK Metcalf, though?
Sure. What's the? I don't even know the Metcalf thing.
The Metcalf thing. The DK Metcalf contract is out. 5 years, $150 million.
Right. $30 million per year. Right?
I don't want to give DK Metcalf. Right. I don't want to give DK Metcalf $150 million. I could never do that. The details are out. 2 years, $30 million per, and then an out. Yeah. After 2 years, there's an out with a dead cap of $18
million. Yep.
That's it. That's it. That is a. Yeah. I wish the Bills had done that number. His cap hit this year, DK Metcalf's cap hit this year is $11
million. Yeah.
On a
nothing.
5 years for 30, it's $11 million. And Like the cap is so it's my new axe to grind because the cap exists to make you think you can't get good players when you definitely can. Mm-hmm. And it has just occurred to me today. This is today that this occurs to me. That we all know the NFL contracts are reported to look like something they're not.
Yep.
And if you ask anybody in the NFL world, like, well, why is that? Well, the agent's good for them. It's good mm-hmm. for the agent for Metcalf. I mean, Adam Schefter's going to tweet his name, his or her name, and say, so-and-so negotiated a $150 million deal. So it's good for the agent. It occurs to me today, you know who else it's really good for? NFL mm-hmm. owners.
Yeah.
Owners get the perception that they have committed unbelievable amounts of money that they have not committed.
Mm-hmm.
They did not commit $150 million to DK Metcalf. They did not commit 5 years to DK Metcalf. But it looks like it. Yesterday, the Cincinnati Bengals, they were dunking on people in the media who thought that they would not pay T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah.
And turns out they did pay those two. The details on the Higgins contract are unbelievable. If you kind of can't believe Higgins would have accepted it. Because here it is, written at ProFootballTalk.com. $20 million roster bonus right when he signs on. But the only guarantee at signing is $10 million for next year's offseason roster bonus. Basically, the Bengals have a year-to-year option on T. Higgins. They can pay him $36 million for this year
mm-hmm.
if he hits all his bonuses and plays every game. And then they can move on before next year becomes guaranteed. The Cincinnati Bengals, who just signed, a four-year, $120 million contract for T. Higgins?
Mm-hmm.
It's
roughly
a one-year, $36 million guarantee.
And then they can do whatever they want.
And the 36 is not guaranteed, it's to earn that.
Yep.
Yeah. These owners get away with pretending they've paid more than they did.
Yeah.
And we all just buy it. And we all say, well, I guess you can't have a guy like DK Metcalf. The cap is too tight. No, it's not. You can have that guy.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm mad about the Bills not getting DK Metcalf. They should have paid him. They should have done that.
Yeah.
The package was not too bad, and the money's not bad.
What's the thing I want to look at then to kind of determine, even on that front, like who's really spending the money? Who's really, because the cap is 280 whatever, but you can really spend. The point of the Bosa contract is you could put. Is he on a 1 year deal?
He's on a 1 year, $18 million deal.
Bosa? 12. Yeah. 12.
Sorry, you're right. 1 year, 12.
Yeah.
Khalil Mack was 18. One year, 12.
In his situation, on the cap at least, you'll end up paying $12 million, but you can put the money wherever you want. That's maybe the biggest point here is you can put money wherever you want. Bosa, Joey Bosa, who's on a 1 year contract in the year 2025, will cost the Bills in 2029 $1.8.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, We can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
1.8 million in 2029. 3 years after he's maybe played for the Bills, he'll still be costing them. It's almost like a planned buyout on a contract like you would have in hockey, just ahead of time. So you could do whatever you want with it. So do I want to look at what? Just total cash spent on a year to find out, like, all right, who's the most? Because the Bills are number one in that this year.
Mm-hmm.
Right now for 2025, total cash spent. This season, at the moment, the Bills will be number one at $304 million.
How much of that is because they spent the cash on Josh Allen?
Probably a lot of it.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of it.
And,
right,
and they just signed a bunch of extensions. Rousseau, Shakir,
yep.
Bernard. These are brand new extensions.
And a lot of that cash is probably getting paid now, even though the cap isn't?
All guaranteed money has to be paid right away.
Okay. So
it goes into escrow.
So that would be a reason why, then. Is they're paying their own guys, I guess? Next year they'll be fourth, and right, like as time goes on, well, 2027 they go back to number one ahead of time. So whatever, they're still near the top of the list. But like, if you want to look at the Bengals for that, you mentioned how it's like a 1 year thing. Like they're right back in like 20th in 2 years on this one number,
yeah,
at least. So really, you could just put the money wherever you want.
Well, Bosa, a $7 million dead cap number next year, it'll be interesting what the best case scenario for Bosa. One of the best case scenarios is he's awesome.
He's awesome and he stays healthy.
If he's awesome and he stays healthy,
yeah,
you're going to want to get a deal done, if you're the Bills, as soon as possible.
Right.
And extend him. The fact that he's got a $7 million dead cap hit next year because his number is low this year and they moved all the money around means he gets like five sacks in weeks one through five.
Yeah.
Sign him.
Do it then?
You might want to. And
yeah,
I know you want him to stay healthy into the playoffs, and you also might want to bubble wrap him until he gets to the playoffs. But if he has a monster year, he hits the open market. And while you have a $7 million dead cap number as incentive to bring him back,
mm-hmm,
he could just leave and go somewhere else.
Right. And that's happened to them. Leonard Floyd did that to them 2 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
1 year deal, and he had a double digit sack season, and he went and he took another deal. He went elsewhere for bigger money. Didn't Clowney do the same thing?
He's moved on almost
he's done that a lot.
All the time after 1 year.
But he took a 1 year deal. All right. I'm looking now. He took a bunch of 1 year deals. But his most recent 1 year deal that he took in Baltimore, and then he had a very good year with the Ravens, and he went inside a 2 year, $20 million contract. So the price went up.
Yeah,
and he got an extra year. So if that happens, though, with Bosa, I might still be hesitant to do it in the middle of the season because of his injury history. I just would be afraid that he has five sacks in five games, and, okay, he looks great, and we have the 7.2 next year, so let's pay him. Let's give him a three-year extension. And then between that point and the end of the season, he has a major injury. Because then that's not going to feel great. Because that injury risk is always going to be there for him. So I might want to see a full season of him staying healthy, especially before, if I were the Bills, I'd really want to lock into him and commit more than I've already committed. Because they've committed a little bit, but it's spread out. It's very spread out over 5 years.
Yeah, I mean,
5 years.
on a deal that's not that expensive.
Right.
So they're keeping that number low. So it is a low risk gamble, but it's now a lower risk gamble over 2 years than it is a 1 year gamble because of the way the money is being spread. Anyway, sorry, boring salary cap talk, but you can kind of.
But that's the Bosa conversation right
now.
That
is the. Right. Yeah. This is where the contract can lead you into what they expect. Hey, will you take $12 million? It's not really that simple. The answer to that is sure, yeah. And it's nine with incentives here and this and this and this and this. But the way that it is put on your own cap tells the story of what you might be willing to do a year from now. So that's the Bosa deal. get a Bosa jersey? Like, would you bet on him being here a second year? It might not be a bad bet. He says he wants to win a Super Bowl. He knows he doesn't have very many years left. When we talked to our guy in L.A., the Charger guy, said, this guy wants a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. If he comes here and they get close, there's no doubt they're going to want him back if he's good. Mm-hmm. And if you're close, I feel like you'd want to stay. So, over-under seasons played with the Bills. Joey Bosa, 1.5. I might put 2 as the favorite. Restructure, extend. I might put 2 as the favorite.
I would just be, man, I might bet the under just because of health.
They also
and the Bills' treatment of health. If he is banged up all year, their motivation to keep him around might change.
In two different cases, they've extended the time with the Bills for both Milano and Vaughn off of seasons that were basically fully lost to injury.
Well, at the same time, though, they also shrunk amount of time that they're with
the
Bills. Like, they took a year off of Milano's contract.
Yeah.
Right? While also... Well, with Vaughn... Very quickly, because we didn't do this with Milano at all. Last year when Vaughn took that pay cut, I remember it being said and thinking myself, oh, they took a pay cut because maybe they made it clear to him or they made some indication that they weren't going to keep him, mm-hmm. that they were going to move on. Were they about to do that with Milano? Did Milano take a pay cut because they were going to move on otherwise? Now?
What would the number have been? Was it possible at all?
I think it was possible. It would have been sizable. Like double digits, I think.
Yeah. 803-0550, our number on cap stuff, which can sometimes be boring. And sorry if it was. It's Friday. Happy Friday. Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550, our phone number. Jump in the chat with us. Hang out. They're all talking about, I don't even know, weird stuff.
They're
talking
about Sal.
I checked in on the chat.
Sal, they were trying to figure out who my jersey is, and nobody has got it right yet. And I would be surprised if somebody does.
Is that because it's a player that never played for the Braves?
Didn't play for the Braves, but did wear a Braves jersey in an NBA game.
There you go. There's your hint, everybody.
Yeah.
803-0550. I checked in on the chat during the afternoon show, and it's a lot of the same cast of characters. They're just here for, you know, morning and afternoon.
They're regulars.
They're putting in shifts. Love to have them there. You can give us a ring. Paul, top of the hour to recap the Sabres' loss in Utah. It's Friday. Tournament Friday. I have a great idea for 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Great idea for 9 o'clock. I know it's only 6:47, so you know you just have to wait till then.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.